Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Well, comes the news early afternoon that a member of the House of Commons, one of our MPs, the Conservative Sir David Amos, has died after being stabbed to death at his constituency surgery in Essex. Police have said that a 25-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder at the attack at a church, which is where Sir David was holding his constituency office. Apparently the police have said they recovered a knife. They're not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. So quite a bit of shock, obviously. And it is shocking. In a way, it shouldn't be any more shocking than any other one losing their life. But for someone to be going about their lawful business, as Sir David was, and to be stabbed to death in this country is still pretty shocking. Now, I mean, we obviously are aware of the fact that, we had, for example, the killing of Labour MP Joe Cox in 2016, who was killed outside a library just near her constituency surgery up in West Yorkshire. And Sir David, obviously, has been similarly stabbed to death inside his constituency surgery. And of course, we know the details. Sir David entered Westminster back in 1983, part of the Thatcher intake back then, which is good. He was known as a social conservative campaigner against abortion and stood up for animal welfare issues. So that sounds pretty decent to me, all round. Bit of a lack of interest in the media concerning who did the stabbing, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I think at these moments, it is best that people refrain from rushing too much into this. Because that doesn't help. And in the first instance, we have a family now grieving the loss of Sir David. So we await to get more information. But the Daily Telegraph reports that the person in custody, who is presumably going to be charged with the alleged murder of Sir David, is a Somalian. Now, I await more information. I don't have it. But that's what the Daily Telegraph is reporting. So if that be the case, it will be interesting to see how the media treats this one, because Somalians have a bit of a reputation, and some people don't like to hear about that, but they do. And in this instance, we'll await to see further details. It is, as a further point of interest, worth observing that round about 99% of Somalians are Muslim. So, again, nothing confirmed, so we will await all this information, which undoubtedly will come out in the next number of hours. But I do remember whenever Joe Cox was tragically murdered, the media were insistent it was a right-wing terrorist. Okay, that was how the media absolutely presented that, when in actual fact, her killer was just a nutcase. He wasn't a right-wing anything, but that's how the media presented it. So it will be interesting to see how the media presents this one, because I don't think they're going to be able to hang the appellation of right-wing terrorist over this 25-year-old Somalian, who, as I say, is the alleged culprit. So the other thing I wanted to say, though, is that it is really sad and horrible for this Sir David to have lost his life in this way. It's inconceivable that in our country, people can be going about their business, as I say, helping his constituents, which is what we pay them to do, and they're stabbed to death in the process. I mean, what's going on? What this will do is undoubtedly lead to calls, which I've already seen, for more security for MPs. Up to a point, but like, what about more security for the rest of us as well? We do have to make sure that there's none of them in us when it comes to these situations. We have seen, sadly, other tragic instances of terrorism carried out by other individuals in this country. And, you know, protecting MPs doesn't save the ordinary citizens. What we need to do is be very careful about the sort of people that are in our country. But we don't care about that anymore, folks, and that's sad. And in this case, you know, we will wait to get the background of the individual. How long have they been in this country? What was the motive? Because in this instance, oftentimes in these terrorist attacks, the killer is subsequently shot by the police. But that's not happened in this occasion. So we have him. And so it'll be most interesting to see what comes out of that. But as I say, in the immediate aftermath of it, you have to think of Sir David's family and what they must be going through, and his friends, and indeed his fellow MPs. And although I'm very critical of MPs, and rightly so, I believe, I also think there's such a thing as showing a little bit of respect for the loss of life involved. So I leave this thought with you, folks. Catch up with you soon.